Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to All Exits Closed. My guest today is Democratic presidential candidate Harry Braun. And Harry is here to talk about his quest for the presidency on the Democratic ticket. So, Harry, how are you?
Just fine, Cynthia. It's so good to be with you.
Thank you. So, you haven't been on the debate stage with the other 20-something candidates, and not many people know your name. What made you decide to run for? What made you decide to run for president?
Well, I'm not a politician, Cynthia, but I am a senior scientist who represents thousands of other scientists and engineers worldwide who all believe that not only our country, but our planet is in a state of emergency. And none of the other candidates are even talking about the most important solutions, which we should be talking about, which involves shutting down the oil industrial complex utterly and completely and replacing it with a solar hydrogen energy system, which is what this International Engineering Society I've been a member of since 1980. So this was set up by engineers worldwide, including many of there isn't one major automobile company, for example, in the world that is not developing hydrogen fuel cars. NASA, all of our moon rockets, all of our space shuttles all use liquid hydrogen fuel because it has the most energy per weight of any fuel there is. But hydrogen can be made from water with electricity, and that exists in everyone's home. So you don't need to go down to the gas station. You can generate it right in your own home and use it not only to power your home and power your car and power your indoor food production systems, which are on my website, which if you want to talk about how you're going to survive the climate change crisis, you have to remember the food production systems are being destroyed right now worldwide. Every country is in trouble. And our country has we are not even talking about it on the news networks. We're talking about our idiot president who is making matters much, much worse when he took off all the regulations. He's not only not trying to stop the oil age, he's trying to accelerate it. In fact, he's doing it every day, and he's getting away with it. He is actually a Nuremberg-class criminal who should be arrested immediately, except in our Justice Department, chemical contaminating our people with oil and other toxic chemicals apparently is not a crime because nobody's prosecuting him for removing all of those regulations that help prevent people from getting poisoned by these companies. And now there are no regulations left because of Donald Trump. That's a Nuremberg class crime that is going to genetically deform millions of kids. And why doesn't our Justice Department stop him? Because no one's stopping him thus far. It's like watching Adolf Hitler take over the country, except this guy's an idiot and a self-serving one at that. And it galls me that no one has been able to stop him.
Do you think nobody's been able to stop him because...
Well, he's running amok.
Right. But they're all in the...
But they're all working. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Do you think they're all in the pocket of the oil companies and all of them and they're all getting free reign?
Well, and here's the sad part. The senior Democratic leaders like Hillary Clinton, for example, and Bill Clinton, and even Barack Obama, they're in the pockets of the oil companies too. This isn't just Donald Trump doing this. Hillary Clinton was promoting fracking worldwide from day one when she was Secretary of State. That was for Exxon, Halliburton, and Chevron, and that's what caused the Ukrainian war to erupt was because Hillary Clinton was trying to cut off the Russian pipelines that come from Siberia into Western Europe, which is where Russia makes all of its money. I mean, Russia doesn't have much of an economy, really, except oil. And so Hillary was going to cut those pipelines and cut Russia's throat. Yeah, not without a major war taking place, because Russia would never let that happen. They have a huge naval base in Ukraine, for heaven's sake.
Right.
And that's why they took it. That they've had that naval base for 400 years. You think they're going to walk away from that over this fracking issue? And yet none of the news networks mention this fracking factor. And it's because the oil companies own the news networks. And they
I live in New York State, and a couple of years ago, Andrew Cuomo banned fracking from New York. But at the same time, there's still the fracking infrastructure that frack natural gas is still used to power buildings and stuff. So. You know,
It's the major energy factor in our country right now. They're fracking everywhere they can, and there's no rules, no regulations, and they are poisoning the aquifers under and our groundwater tables forever for a fracking site that doesn't even work 2 years. And then they got to move on and poison more aquifers. These are Nuremberg class crimes. I do not understand how that's why fracking is illegal in most countries that are civilized, like Germany and France. They don't let companies come in and poison aquifers forever for a very temporary resource of gas, which we don't need because we can make hydrogen gas from water without doing any of that poisoning of anything. And hydrogen, unlike fracking, is completely renewable. It'll never run out. You can never use it up.
Now, you're a fan of that young lady that spoke before the United Nations.
Greta Thunberg. Yes, more than a fan. I think she's just remarkable.
Does she advocate what you're talking about with the hydrogen?
No, I've been talking to her attorneys, and she has a major law firm in Washington, D.C. They prepared a 97-page remarkable document. I read it. That's actually a lawsuit that Greta and her organizations are behind for the children of the world. And this lawsuit is not for money, but it's suing a number of countries, governments of major countries, because they're not doing enough to stop the climate change problem, which means you got to stop the oil industrial complex from operating. You got to put them out of business. And quickly. We don't have much time. Things are slipping away from us very, very rapidly. This is an exponential function at work, and we are right up against it. And right now, our country is doing the exact opposite wrong things because we have a president who serves the oil industrial complex more than even the Democrat. No president in history has been so overwhelmingly in favor of letting the oil companies drill everywhere, doesn't matter. He's turned over the entire Alaskan wilderness areas to the oil drillers. And he does it every day. He's got all of the people around him are the oil industry lobbyists. He's put them in charge of the Environmental Protection Agency, for heaven's sakes. And this is apparently legal in our country.
Do you think that if Hillary Clinton had become president, she probably would have done the same thing. Would you agree?
Yes, she would have. She was doing it. Her and Bill Clinton sold 20% of the uranium in the United States to the Russians on a private deal they did for the Clinton Foundation. And let me just say, Russia was running out of uranium. They didn't have enough to keep their own programs going in their country. And suddenly, the Clintons, on a side deal, which obviously put a bunch of money, Hillary Clinton took in over $2 billion for the Clinton Foundation while she was supposed to be working as Secretary of State. which the only thing she did as Secretary of State was promote fracking worldwide. Because that's where the money was. Where do you think those $2 billion that came from oil magnates around the world, the Saudis and whatever, and it, all of that was supposedly legal. And so, no, I don't think Hillary Clinton, I can't believe she's not in jail. All those emails she deleted on national news, she said she was going to delete them. She said they were her personal business. Well, that was the foundation business, where she raised $2 billion. That's not personal. This is corruption as bad as anything. It's worse than what Donald Trump's doing in many respects. Although not anymore. Trump's clearly blazing new avenues. He's honestly worse than Adolf Hitler. And all he does is get news coverage every day, nonstop, 24/7, every network. All you hear about is this idiot who is a pathological liar. I don't understand how, for example, how can we tolerate any president who is a pathological liar, not to mention being technically illiterate? Says he's brilliant, but he's an idiot. He doesn't even understand high school chemistry. What he does understand is bribery and working with the mob. That's who he revels. That's who he grew up with. He was a rich kid that never had to work a day in his life, and he liked the mob life. Mobsters are his friends. He talks like a mobster because he is one. And he's implementing the Fourth Reich in our own country. And I can't believe the Republicans are enabling him, except they do it because they want the oil company money too. I mean, the oil industrial complex has armies of lobbyists in every state. They own every state legislature. So the solution to all of this terrible chaos that's going on is for the voters, Cynthia, to become aware of the Democracy Amendment that is at the heart of my presidential efforts. And I say that because the Democracy Amendment I'm proposing is only 28 words long. It's a one-sentence amendment that simply puts the majority of voters in charge of approving anything the federal government does. That includes the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could issue recommendations for the majority, but the majority of voters, which is some 60 million people, I like to think of them as a universal mind that's much smarter than any one mind. And by the way, the majority of voters in the United States are women. So technically speaking, they would be in charge of approving everything the federal government does. And that would never be ratified. That amendment would never be ratified by the state legislatures because they're owned by the oil industrial complex. But in our Constitution, in Article 5, and Article 5 just deals with how you amend the Constitution. And it's a very short paragraph in the Constitution in terms of Article 5. And in that very short paragraph, one of our founding fathers, a guy named George Mason from Virginia. In fact, he's so eminent, there's an entire university named after him in the state of Virginia. But George Mason, just before the Constitution was finished, it was almost done, but he had this passion about putting in an emergency clause for the voters, just in case in the future they might run into a really dictatorial type guy and they had to take action to stop him. And that emergency clause language specifically says that the voters in each state can organize themselves into constitutional conventions to ratify amendments. The voters, without the Congress or without anybody else, can. And here's how they do it. The amendment, the ballot to ratify this amendment is downloaded from my brawnforpresident.us website. And that's brawn spelled B-R-A-U-N, like the German rocket engineer who pioneered the use of using liquid hydrogen fuel in all of our moon rockets. That was Dr. Wernher von Braun. But in any case, my last name is also Braun, but when I was a young child, I grew up fascinated with this Dr. Wernher von Braun guy. who was building all these magnificent machines. But in any case, once the voters become aware that they can just download the ballot in the comfort of their home, take a look at the amendment and take a look at the summary of the amendment, and if they approve it, then they just fill out the ballot by signing their name and putting in their address, because they're going to mail that ballot to their Secretary of State's office, because this is a constitutional convention ballot. It's a paper ballot that is actually verifiable by the Secretary of State, which has all of the voter registration data to validate the ballot. Now, just for the record, nobody can prove that Donald Trump won anything. Jill Stein from the Green Party has been trying to do a recount of the 2016 election, and she spent millions of dollars and hasn't found one vote. You can't, because it's all with a completely corrupt computer voting system operated by a tiny right-wing company that counts the votes in secret in 42 states out of 50. And I ask people all the time about this company that does this, and it's run by a couple of right-wing brothers, the Yusevich brothers, who have a history of computer voting fraud. And the only reason they got out of being prosecuted was when they were being prosecuted for that in California, they just shut down their company. And apparently that was enough of the Justice Department to let them go. And they set up a new company and went right back to it. And since 1990, they have been counting the votes in 42 states in secret, and not one of the major network news corporations, which I keep thinking are owned by the oil companies. And let me tell you why I say that. Because oil companies have enormous amounts of cash. Because their products are in everybody's car, every airplane in the sky. I mean, it runs everything. And that's why we need to get all of that shifted over to the hydrogen economy. So hydrogen runs everything. Because hydrogen isn't owned by oil companies. It's owned by the people, by everybody, because it's in the water. It's in the air. It's in us. It's hydrogen is actually what holds us together. It's the glue for molecules inside of us. So, I mean, hydrogen is part of you can't have anything alive without it. But it's also going to be, in our hydrogen age, that's what we're going to be using as fuel. So we can, and we don't need any research and development. None, zero. The very first car built in the world in 1807 was not running on gasoline, because gasoline didn't even exist. It was running on hydrogen, made from water with electricity. It was easy to do on anybody's kitchen top table.
But okay, so at that time...
I'm sorry?
At that time, how was the electricity generated if it wasn't through
oil? That was an excellent question, Cynthia. It was because actually just several years earlier, in the year 1800, a brilliant Italian physicist named Alessandro Volta, V-O-L-T-A. Anyway, Volta was at the World's Fair in the year 1800 demonstrating a battery that he had created. At the World's Fair, he was showing how it worked. And it was a big news story worldwide. And a couple of British scientists, one was a surgeon and the other was a chemist, who were in their lab reading the article about Volta's battery and he explained how to build one. And these two guys in their lab reproduced Volta's battery, which produced a predictable flow of electricity. And up till then, you had to deal with lightning. You can imagine trying to deal with that. So what did these two guys in Britain do? They had a beaker of water sitting on their laptop table, and they said, let's put the two wires into the water and see what happens. And voila, they noticed that the bubbles were going to each one of the terminals, and the oxygen atoms went to one terminal, and the hydrogen atoms went to the other, which was the negative terminal. And that was it. That was called electrolysis, separating the hydrogen from the water with electricity. And that was demonstrated in the year 1800. 7 years later, that same process was what was used for fuel for the world's first automobile that was built in 1807 in Switzerland. And thousands
now, what
of
about
cars,
the,
yeah.
What about the Green New Deal?
Well,
what do you think
Green
of
New
it?
Deal is completely, oh, I think it's absurd for a couple of reasons. It's absurd because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a brilliant person. I love her. I really do. But she's
mm-hmm.
a classic case of science is a big subject, and she knows nothing about the science of hydrogen because she's trying to tell people that we have to shut down the internal combustion engines and get rid of them all. That will take, just in the United States, if you do the math, that's about $12 trillion to replace all the internal combustion engines in cars in the United States with electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the trouble is the electric vehicles are all required to use lithium, which is a very rare and rapidly diminishing resource worldwide. In fact, it's half of the global reserves of lithium are already gone that were chewed up just by the cell phone industry. And now the car companies are getting in. Oh, we'll all use what's left of it. And by the way, when you mine lithium, it's not a green, clean thing. It's destroying the remaining ecosystems all through Central America, where most of it is located. And when you get done with it, it looks like a moonscape, and nothing will ever grow there again. And for a little bit of a product that's going to not last. Now, what we should be doing, instead of wasting our time moving in the wrong direction, wasting trillions of dollars, is realize that Alexandria doesn't realize yet, it's not the internal combustion engine that is causing the climate change problem. It is the fuel. It's the fuel of gasoline and diesel fuel, all made from oil. That is the problem. If you run pure hydrogen through that same engine, it's a clean machine. In fact, the air coming out of a hydrogen engine is cleaner than the air that goes in. Because you're recombining the hydrogen with the oxygen inside the engine cylinder. And out of the exhaust, pure water vapor that's purer than rainwater, especially these days, because most people don't realize the rain is heavily contaminated worldwide because the oil companies have been mass producing these terrible chemicals for 100 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no pure water. Donald Trump says we have the purest water we've ever had. Well, when I say he's a pathological liar, that's just one. You know, you can't shut this guy up because that's all he knows are lies. The fact is there's no pure water anywhere on the earth because of an immutable law in physics called diffusion, D-I-F-F-U-S-I-O-N. It's a process in physics that's immutable, like gravity. Except in this case, the best example is when you pour cream into coffee. And I say the best example because cream is very light-colored and the coffee is very black, and you can see graphically how the process of diffusion occurs. Now, if I'm putting some radioactive particles in the water, you can't see those because they're invisible. But they diffuse just as rapidly. And if I'm putting gasoline in the water, you can't see it very easily either, but it diffuses just as rapidly. And so the moral of the story is the Earth is one big glass of water. Water is what holds everything together, and water is oxygen and hydrogen, of course. But when you contaminate it worldwide. The poisons never stay put. They diffuse. So all those bombs that we're dropping in the Middle East, for example, they're all tipped with uranium. They're all tipped with uranium-238, which is the largest nuclear waste byproduct in the nuclear industry. And so they're not storing it. They're putting it on the tips of bombs and blowing it up in foreign countries. Well, we think, oh, well, first off, that's a Nuremberg-class crime right there. You should see the pictures of the deformed, damaged babies that are being born. They're being exposed to these terrible isotopes because this uranium-238 has a half-life of 4.5 billion. That's billion with a B. Billion years. And they blow the bomb up, of course, all the dust goes up in the air, the winds pick it up, and then it gets into the jet stream. And within about 10 days, it's coming down in the rain over your place and mine. And you would know that if you have a Geiger counter. And most people don't. But mine goes off every day, and even down in my basement. So it's a major issue that nobody is talking about. We have contaminated our entire country and our entire planet in one generation with not just oil, but with terrible radioactive isotopes that are now everywhere. And they're in us, because when they're coming down in the rain, that means they fall on our crops and you eat them, and then you get them inside of you. Oh, boy, that's not a good thing. So no one even talks or addresses any of these issues right now as we continue to drop these bombs every day around the world. It's how we get rid of our nuclear waste. Except these are, once again, absolutely Nuremberg-class crimes our own government is committing. And neither the Democrats will talk about it, and the Republicans sure aren't going to talk about it. And in fact, I don't think you'll hear it from anyone, probably, but me, which is why I'm running for president, because we're in a lot of trouble, and I seem to be the only person that has a clear idea of exactly what to do in terms of immediately. And the first thing we need to do, Cynthia, is get control of our government. And I mean that by ratifying this amendment, then we've got the women in charge, and then we will have a real democracy, because democracy is defined by two words, even though all of the Democratic presidential candidates, including the attorneys who should know better, say we're a democracy. But that is a huge lie. It's not just a little white lie. This is a lie that's massive. I think it's treasonous to actually brainwash our voters to thinking they live in a democracy when they never have. And they, oh, well, we got to try to fix our democracy. We have never had a democracy. Our founding fathers were a bunch of rich white guys who had no use for the common person. They knew what a democracy was, and they wanted nothing to do with it. And they didn't have any use for women either when it came to voting. So I really don't care too much what they think. You know, I don't think the Constitution is written by God. It's written by a bunch of rich white guys who wanted to set up a government that involved bribery and lobbying. That's called a republic, not a democracy. And that's what our country's always been. And yet every one of these presidential candidates lie about it and call ourselves a democracy. And that to me is really not a minor issue. It's everything. It's why our earth is dying. It's because we live in a republic where rich people rule, and the richest people in our republic are in the oil industrial complex. They even own all of the major Wall Street banks. It's easy to set up a shell corporation and put money in it and go buy stock in corporations like banks until you own them. You can do the same thing with NBC News and CBS News. And believe me, they've done it, because I've been going to hydrogen engineering conferences that are huge events that are always done around the world, in various countries, and they're always done in cooperation with a major university, because that's the type of scientific organization this is. They've been doing it every 2 years since 1970 worldwide. You have never heard about one of these covered on any news network anywhere in our country. The average mm-hmm. person you mentioned, mm-hmm. hydrogen, they have no idea what you're talking about, and they usually think it means I was on Joe Scarborough's program once, and he couldn't stop laughing. He wouldn't even listen. He was just giggling, thinking about how silly it was to think people are going to want to drive cars with hydrogen in them where they could blow up their, you know. He was thinking
how long how long ago did you speak with him?
Oh, this is when he was first on the Morning Joe program. That's probably back probably 20 years ago.
No, I think he's been on a little over 10 years.
Oh, I think it's longer than 10. But
okay.
I don't remember the exact date, but it was when he had first started doing that program, and I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time, and loved being on the program, except he wouldn't listen. He was so concerned about making a joke of it that why would anybody think of putting hydrogen in their car? When in fact, hydrogen is much, much safer than gasoline. It's so much, I mean, hydrogen is so much safer than gasoline in so many ways. It'll never burn you alive like gasoline will. It'll never poison you with toxic fumes, because when you burn hydrogen, there are no toxic fumes. and you can't burn hydrogen in the air, because it has to be inside the cylinder of an engine or something that can contain the reaction. If you have a leak of hydrogen in the air, it's gone in a fraction of a second. So it never forms explosive mixtures like gasoline will do, or natural gas will do, where you can blow up entire cities if you're not careful. Hydrogen
so
can never do-
have you been following the presidential candidates for the Green Party?
Yeah, I in fact, I very much enjoyed listening to the interview that you have recorded on your,
right.
your program. All the exits are closed. Where did that come from, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah. A friend of mine came up with that name.
I like it. It's catchy. But it reminds me about what the situation we're in, with the end of the world at hand, and we're nobody's paying attention, really. I'm happy to hear many of the candidates are talking about, oh, gee, we have to do something within 10 years. Well, let me tell you something. There's nothing magic about 10 years. Nothing is going to stop what's now happening on the Earth in terms of the catastrophic melting of the Arctic. What we can do is hopefully organize ourselves in such a manner that we prepare for it. And that's why these indoor food production systems are absolutely critical, because if we're right now, and I don't want to overstate this, but we're in a countdown mode before, it's only a question of time, and I can't tell you exactly when, but when we get down to the supermarkets and there's not going to be any food there. And when that happens, if we wait to that point to do something, we have waited too long. Because there's no time to do anything at this point. So we are just had most of our farmers get wiped out in our own country just in the past several months. They couldn't get their seeds planted because of all the floods and chaos. And it's going to get worse next year and the year after that. That's the problem. Because all the water that's being melted up into the Arctic regions has got to come down somewhere. And it's coming down everywhere, worldwide. You've got the same kind of floods in China and Europe as you do here. So we're in a situation where if people can't eat, that's when everything falls apart, and it'll happen in a matter of hours. Panic is terrible, and when you get done with it, there'll be nothing left to save. So what we have to do, we should get control of our television news networks, number one. We should not – those public airwaves were – by lobbyists acquired by the oil industrial complex people that gives us commercials, which are garbage, and programming, which is mostly garbage. And even the news program, I'm disappointed at those. So, and all the networks, because I never hear one of them talk about hydrogen ever. Never mentioned. It's the only solution.
Wow.
And let me tell you why it's the solution for climate change. Because hydrogen is, first off, the cheapest way to make hydrogen is from growing cannabis plants, which is no doubt why it's illegal, because the oil companies made it illegal. It was their lobbyists that made they changed the name of cannabis which is the scientific name, to a new and unknown slang term from Mexico called marijuana. That was headed up by Andrew Mellon, who was the richest man in the United States at the time, because he was the head of Gulf Oil. He was also a Treasury Secretary of the United States. And he knew Henry Ford was making claims that Henry Ford, was going to use small farmers growing cannabis to put the oil and coal companies out of business in the 1920s and 30s. And Henry Ford was not only talking, he was using cannabis to make the fuel for his cars. And it was a fraction of the cost of the gasoline of the day. And he was using the cannabis to make plastics for the cars that were 10 times stronger than steel. And you can see videotapes of Henry Ford on YouTube. Just call up the Henry Ford's hemp cars or cannabis cars or whatever, and you'll see these videotapes where people come up with sledgehammers and big axes and bang it on the rear trunk of a brand new car made with these cannabis plastics, and the axes and sledgehammers are bouncing off after repeated blows, and the camera zooms in and not a scratch. Now, you imagine if you hit your nice car on the hood or the fender with a big axe as hard as you can hit it. And imagine you'd have thousands of dollars worth of damage. And the cannabis plastics, unlike the oil-based plastics, the cannabis plastics are not only non-toxic, they're highly nutritious. In fact, if all the fish that are dying in the oceans because they're eating the oil-based plastics that kill them, if those plastics are made from cannabis, those fish would be super healthy.
Wow.
That's the difference.
Wow.
And the entire oceans are contaminated with these oil-based plastics. That's beyond Nuremberg. They've killed the oceans. There's entire whales that walk the shore filled up with these plastics. And these are from most remote areas of the Pacific Ocean. We have poisoned the entire planet in one generation for the profit of oil companies. And they're getting away with more of this every day under the Trump administration. And the only way we can stop them is to put the majority of voters, they got to ratify this amendment. Because impeachment isn't going to work. Because the Republicans worship Trump. He's their man because they all worship oil money. And they're getting a lot of it. So they're not going to they're not going to change anything. Now, if we get this message out, and I appreciate the airtime you're providing me because every little bit helps. Now, if we could get Greta to get this message, this little 16-year-old girl has the entire world following her around right now.
Right.
And I tell you, I fell in love with her the minute I saw her. I was just stunned at how intelligent this little girl is. She's read the scientific papers, but the one thing she doesn't know, and I mentioned this to her attorney. I said, "Boy, you guys have an extraordinary document here, 97 pages. Except it's all how bad things are. There's nothing about what the solution is. They want the countries to get off of oil, but they don't tell them how to do it." And they don't mention the word hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
You don't understand the hydrogen variable. You don't have the solution. Because hydrogen is the holy grail of renewability. It's the most abundant renewable element in the entire universe. It's the essence of being renewable. It's hydrogen. And it's completely non-toxic. It never runs out. We could have been on it from the year 1800. It just the oil age came along. And because of all the money involved that they could make, and they did, but they poisoned every man, woman, and child in the process. And our entire Earth is now dying as a living system that we're watching take place before our very eyes, and I see nothing happening in our government except chaos and dysfunction. The Democrats, even if they try to pass something, the Republicans won't even look at it. McConnell won't look at anything.
So this is a conversation that will be continued. So would you like to come back on All Exits Closed?
Absolutely.
Terrific. So you have been listening to Harry Braun. And do you have a website contact information?
I do, including I've got the YouTube channel, too, that has all kinds of really amazing videos on this subject. But the webs, and that's connected from my website, which is also where you can download the ballot to ratify the amendment and take a look at it in your home. The website is Braun, B-R-A-U-N, forpresident.us, as in United States.
Thank you, Harry. We will talk again. So if you like this show, follow us on Twitter. Harry, thank you for taking the time to be on All Exits Closed. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
And you too, Cynthia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.